And that's how Josh played soccer with my face.
Wow. So there's three girls, and they're out partying. They're driving, drinking a little bit, and unfortunately getting a car accident. Next thing they know, they're up by Heaven's Gate, and St. Peter comes to them and says, "Hello, ladies. Though you made a big mistake, we're still going to let you in. You know, you're going to enjoy the rest of your life, or enjoy eternity, sorry. But just no matter what you do, do not step on a duck." And the three girls look at each other, and one's like, "Did he just say a duck?" And like, "We're not going to step on any ducks. This is easy." He's like, "All right, you ready?" And they're like, "Yeah." So he lets them in heaven. First thing they notice is there's fucking ducks everywhere. There's just duck after duck after duck. And they go, "Oh, no." So immediately, the first girl stumbles, squishes a duck. St. Peter flies in, and he comes in with this really ugly dude. And handcuffs him to the girl and says, "Okay, you have your soulmate for the rest of eternity." She's like, "No." And then he brings him away. So the other two girls are like, "I'm not stepping on a duck." Well, the next day, one girl just walks without looking, steps on a duck. St. Peter comes in, brings another ugly guy. She's like, "Oh, man," handcuffs them together, takes them off. So the third girl, she's like, "Okay, I don't care what else happens. I am never stepping on a duck." So weeks and weeks go by, and she's being so articulate, not stepping on a duck, so happy with herself. And finally, St. Peter flies in with this extremely attractive guy. He's built, good looking, and handcuffs them together and brings them off to another place where they live with no ducks. And she's like, "Wow, this is amazing." She's like, "How did I get stuck to you?" And he goes, "I don't know what you did, but I squished a duck."
Said every married boom, guy. Boom.
Welcome to Almost Live.
All right, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Almost Live in the Basement.
Right. I'm 8.
Season, what are we in? Season 7.
Season 7.
Season 7. Episode 2. I'm Sparky, your host tonight.
Uh-oh. What's up, Sparky?
Obviously Josh is going to lose tonight.
No, tonight's the night. I change it up.
Even though I have literally set this episode up for Josh to win.
Literally, he said that last five times.
And Ryan to lose.
You said the last 5 times.
And Tom just why do you want me to lose? Because you're my only competition.
Ouch. Wow. Tommy.
Okay, that's because I got black chipped and grenaded and
grenades. All right.
The January birthdays are trying to match up against the February.
Oh, it is. All right. Let's meet our contestants tonight. On my left, we got the old man Sauce over here.
What's up? I'm ready to sauce it up with you guys.
Sweet.
All right. How's life going?
It's going well. Besides the chill outside, really don't have any complaints.
It's been a little fucking cold outside.
It's so cold that I'd rather have a fever.
All right. And across from me is just slightly younger, but still old as shit. Ryan.
Well, I don't know. His birthday's tomorrow.
Oh,
man. Your birthday's tomorrow, so that makes you even older.
We didn't talk about it, but are we roasting him? Or?
Well, I don't know. They did say his first rainbow he saw was black and white.
Nice. So, well, I'm doing well. Loving life right now, except for my car won't start because minus 4 degrees out here.
Your choice of Book of Clarence is as good as your choice of cars.
Nice. How's your car doing?
Not so well. Oh, I see you got my name on the list.
No, I don't know. We literally did not talk about it. So I sat here and wrote this.
Go ahead. Fire away, Josh.
All right.
Well, I got one friend.
Is it just me?
Yep.
I had the black and white show.
Tom can come off the top of his
head. Yeah, he can.
He's good at it. I can't.
Your line is so far away, it's running away like your past relationships.
All right. Fair.
Yeah. My last one, which is not totally true, but it's fun to say. You're so bad at Stream Genie that nobody watches your movie. Movies. Emoji Movie, Scream 6, Fast X.
Fast X? Wait a minute.
He didn't promote Scream 6 or Fast X. He really didn't, but I just wanted to put him out
there. For some reason, I didn't even pick up on Scream 6.
Those are in the bottom.
I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
That's all I had. It's just the four.
That was good.
Tom, you got any more for the last
one? What were my jokes worth then? Worse than Ryan's.
You're worse than Ryan's facial hair. I mean, he's got more colors on there than an actual rainbow that we've actually seen. You're like Andy Reid with his frozen mustache.
Oh, man. That was ridiculous.
That was bad. But I've seen a couple guys walk in like that. It's terrible. Have you guys seen the John Cena show where he's a superhero for... DC, what's that called?
Peacemaker.
Yes. He always calls that guy Beard Dye. That makes me laugh.
Hey, dye so beard. Beard dye. Yeah.
I don't dye my beard.
And then at the end he says, I dye my beard. Yeah, it's obvious you dye your beard.
Beard dye.
And then on my right, we got the young man, the little baby in the group.
Yeah, he's not in the
Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy. The only man not in the 40 club yet.
Woo-hoo. You guys are all
the same. It's coming quick.
It was funny that group text says Ryan started with the appreciation text, and I said, you know, we're all in our 40s and still make time to hang out and all this stuff. And Chris was like, whoa, don't lump me in with you guys. Still got a few years left.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure isn't he the oldest gonna be body 39. In the group?
Oh, yeah, for 39 sure. In February as well. Wait, you got the oldest.
39 turning 90 with a wheelchair, a walker, a power scooter. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening, but I just had to pile on.
I mean, his body is a real life bingo hall.
Tommy Boy, how's life going for you?
All right. Unfortunately, it's 238 days till you die. But
Jesus Christ.
And how many days till Vegas?
It is 50.
Oh, no, you did hours. It was 1,500 some hours.
Yeah, 1,538. By the way, they're doing terrible in the Vegas hour game.
I nailed it every fucking time. He would catch me every now and then. But
and how many goals did you give up today in soccer?
Yes.
Five.
Oh, God, that's more than I did in the season.
I had a couple of point blank ones and I missed. So mad at myself. Bummer. But I juked his dad.
Really?
Nice. Dude, did you talk shit about him?
No.
His dad is 85 years old.
I still call him Mr. Corrales. Everyone else calls him Malacca.
Yeah.
Asshole?
Yeah.
That's it.
Everyone calls him. Like, oh, pass, or Malacca's not going to shoot. He kicks it all hard. Like, whoa! My Jesus. Like, I just can't do it. Like, nice shot, Malacca.
His dad's almost 80 better than Tom.
Oh, he tried to pass to Tom across. And
yeah, he passed it right to
our team.
I'm like, I look at what the heck. If that would have been the opposite way, you would have heard him yell at me the whole time.
He just held his head down. He knew he messed up. It was funny.
All right, now it's time to go.
Yeah, let's see some stats, Tommy Boy.
Stat me up. You got to stat me up. Stat me up. You got to stat me up. All right, show stats. Josh has won. He's in first.
Woo! Whoa, good job. Good job.
Yes.
Worst to first, buddy.
Anyone but Josh.
Worst to first.
Whoa. Georgia Bulldogs.
And Sparky is tied in last. All right, now for the movie stats. All right, movie stats. Sparky is in first.
Oh, look at that. Who's up top again?
Oh, my God. I don't think we could possibly be worse at a game than we are at the movie game.
Josh is in second with 5. I am in third with 6. And Ryan dropped the ball because he went with book clearance and got 9th place. So he's got 11 points.
Wow. Dude, you're in double digits.
Already?
We've picked 2 movies.
We're as good at
2.
Movie drafters. We
once
have
I
geography.
Went first. And you went first on one of them.
Geography and movies.
Second and 9th.
Oh, man.
And like me, I put the Bucks in Milwaukee in my parlay today.
One thing I do want to ask really quick. I know it's a little kind of out of the norm to do this, but last year we did baseball for a special game. Are we planning on doing a special game this year so I can win 3 categories this year instead of just 2?
I won baseball.
I know you did win baseball. you got a nope punishment. You got the nope punishment.
We do Masters this time?
Yeah, I like to do the Oscars again, too. Masters, Oscars, and then I was trying to think of one for basketball, but it's just...
When are the Oscars?
It's February. Why don't we do the tournament? The NCAA.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
A bracket?
Just do a bracket?
Yeah.
Bracket up.
I'm in for that. Cool. All right. Just want to kind of throw that out there, see if you guys are interested or whatnot. Yeah.
More side games.
Yeah, I like side games. Tom loves side games. Are you coming to poker on Saturday?
That's the plan.
Saturday. You got your side game plan?
I'm working at it.
All right.
Whoa, Cam.
Wow. Okay, all right.
I was going to say Tom, but I didn't.
We're going to keep rolling here.
Toss up.
We're going to move along to toss up. Are you guys ready?
Oh, and the punishment will be punishment board, as you remember from last week. So we don't know who the punishment is.
Yeah, so there will be
more. Really try to win them all. Speaking about punishment,
I want the whole board.
Right now, I'm undefeated on the punishment board.
This guy wants to eat a banana and the
pizza. Weren't you in first prior to that? No, you were.
Then we only have
prior to Final Jeopardy.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was way second, behind.
Yeah.
And you passed
the ball. That's right. Yeah, that.
Choke status over here.
You knew who played in Sudden Death.
He pulled Josh.
You were literally wearing a Blackhawks shirt, and you couldn't get the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's funny.
So, all right, sorry. I just got to
I need to watch more Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You thought it was Steven Seagal.
I was talking with my brother yesterday.
Not last week.
I was talking with Rick yesterday, and he brought up Steven Seagal. Because I'm watching Ip Man right now, which is the guy who taught Bruce Lee. And they're talking about how it's a defense while offense at the same time. So you're fighting and defending at the same time. And he's like, yeah, you know, Steven Seagal always did that too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? The grabs and the pulls and everything.
I really wish people at home could see Sparky doing
the moves.
Doing his moves.
He's doing like Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Like if Jeff Goldblum were doing Tai Chi, that's how it would look like.
Yeah, it's like 2025, we have microphones.
I thought this was a Steven Seagal in his movies.
We have cameras. We step
doesn't
up
he do
our,
this?
We'll get to that later.
Is this what Steven Seagal... Like
he just do a tiger punch.
Doesn't he have his hands
he's
like
gotta
this?
Grab
like
this? Does he have a...
I thought he had his hands.
No, he's like, he comes, he sits on his knees. Come on, I'm on my knees. Let's go.
I'm on my knees. And the guy in zips. All right.
Toss up, guys.
Toss up. All right. Buzz.
So let's just remember what happened last weekend. What did we all watch this past weekend?
The Super playoffs.
Bowl. We watched football.
Football.
Super Bowl,
yeah. So what do you think my toss ups are going to be about?
Football was bad.
Football. We're going to, because I'm not going to be around for the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be the host around the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
So we're going up
your time?
So we're going to do some football a little early this year.
Not going to be around for the Super Bowl.
So I'm kind of put some football into the show tonight. So we're going to start up with some toss-ups. First one, fingers on buzzer. I can't see the buzzer.
We'll tell you what number.
All right. Yeah. How many Super Bowls have the Packers played in? Well, I guess that was Tom.
Five.
Yeah.
Five. Bingo.
Cover your sound.
You just knew that?
Yeah. I think they said it during the game, I think.
Oh, okay.
Bonus points if you can get this in order. Who have the Packers played against in the Super Bowl?
In order? I don't even know all the answers.
And it's 1 point per answer.
Oh.
Who we got?
What number is that? Four?
Ryan.
Chiefs.
That? No. Are you going?
No.
There's
Chiefs. Wait. No, I'm just kidding. Chiefs, Patriots, Broncos, and the Raiders.
All right.
Correct.
You got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
So I'll give you the 4. Anyone else want to go for...
Can you tell me the 4 you got right?
No, I cannot.
I feel like you should.
The Steelers?
Okay, bingo. That's the other one.
Wow. Okay.
They were not in order. It was the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Followed by the Raiders. Followed by the Patriots with Brett Favre. And followed by the Broncos when they lost. And then the Steelers.
Oh. Who was Super Bowl 1?
Chiefs.
And 2?
Raiders.
Raiders were two.
That's why it went Chiefs, then Raiders.
Okay. Yeah, well, he went. He thought it was Chiefs. That's why he said it twice.
I know. And then the Raiders, or the Chiefs, ended up winning 1-4? I think 4.
Yeah, because I think the Raiders won 3.
No, 3 was the Jets. That was
you're right.
Joe Namath
team.
Yes,
you're right.
Yeah.
All right, you were alive then. I was not. All right.
I had a video when I was a kid.
More bonus points. Who did they lose to? Is that Josh?
Yeah.
Josh.
The Broncos.
Is that it?
The Chiefs.
Incorrect. Who's up? Ryan?
Well, okay. Oh, sorry. They lost to the... Oh, God. The Steelers. And they lost to... What was the other team?
Incorrect.
The Broncos.
You're done. Incorrect.
They lost to the Patriots.
Incorrect. They lost to the Broncos and the Broncos only.
So he just made his answer.
Well, I got it right.
I said, is that it?
Oh, well, that was it for me, yeah.
Oh, no, you went and asked, you put more.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I did say another one?
You said another team.
Do I get a chip for the Broncos?
No.
Well, got one right, though.
Well, you had to get the answer right.
I love Sparky.
Broncos.
You didn't.
No, Sparky's like, she's like the trench bowl of this game.
You all right, another? All right. How many Super Bowls have the Dolphins played in?
Motherfucker.
I don't know. Tommy.
Three.
Incorrect. God, you call yourself a Dolphins fan. That's why I put it out there. Ryan.
Five.
Good job. Bingo bango.
Oh, I missed two.
One.
How many have they won? Josh.
One.
Incorrect.
Oh. Oh, he has both won early.
Oh, we still both won early.
Both won early?
Four.
Ooh. They have won two. Only two.
Good job. That's less than the Packers. Just saying. All right.
I see where this is going.
How many Super Bowls have the Bears played in? Josh.
Josh.
Two.
How many have they won?
Wait. You didn't even let yourself reset.
I did not.
They've won one.
Good job. That's less than the Packers, too.
Damn it.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knows who the more elite team is.
God. Oh, yeah. Having two back-to-back, 25 years of back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks who won two Super Bowls.
Oh, 20, and we're going to continue that. Because I've not seen how love has come around. And I will be the first to admit that I jumped off the love boat. I was off of that shit. I was over him
in
the middle of the season. He was making stupid decisions.
Well, game one and two, he played really well. It's just after that.
Yeah, Spark still hated him.
I was not happy with the way he played the first half of the season. He has definitely proven me wrong.
He's been pretty awesome.
And I have not been more happier to say I was wrong.
Yeah, so, we'll see how they do in the 49ers because the Cowboys were...
This is where the chips come into play. We're going to move straight right into the next one because we got to go quick because this is my top 10 slash 86.
86?
What, Josh?
So we're going to try to go quick.
86?
Who's got the lowest matchups right now?
Both me and Josh have two.
All right, we're going to start with Josh because Josh needs to win.
Yeah!
I'll try to make sure it's close. What we're going to do is I wrote down a list of every Marvel movie.
Oof, okay.
So write up all y'all bitches' alleys. Because I suck at this and I had to throw it out with you guys.
Can do it later.
So you guys can't do it to me. And I literally just randomized points 1 through 4 for the whole list. But you get a multiplier. If you can tell me what year that movie came out.
Oh, dang.
But there's 86 Marvel movies?
No.
Really? Let's play the game.
You're questioning the trench bowl?
All right, sorry.
There is 86 Marvel movies. Now, after this, I will tell you and explain to you what I fucked up with when I thought the same thing you're thinking and why I was proven wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
So, we're going to start with Josh. Josh, name a movie.
Avengers Endgame. 2019.
Avengers Endgame is 2019. That is 1 times 2, so you get 2. So everything, all the movies, I just randomly threw numbers out there for what the original point value is. And then if you get the year right, it's 2x.
Okay.
Ryan.
Captain America Civil War 2017.
It was 2016. Oh, that's and crazy. That is also a 1-pointer.
Awesome.
Tommy White. And we will go the 3 strikes rules. Because I don't think we're going to go all 86, and I'm not going to let you just...
Avengers Infinity War, 2017.
It was 2018.
Oh.
And multiplier is non-existent. You get 2 points. Josh.
Let's go Spider-Man, 1999.
You get 1 point. 2002.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ryan?
I'll say Spider-Man 2, 2004.
Correct. 2 times 2 is 4. Give me a white, please.
Hey!
Tommy boy.
Spider-Man 3, 2006.
It was 2007.
Oh,
you dumb bitch.
No, I'm sorry. I'm done. Give me two whites. I swear. Josh.
Let's go with The Amazing Spider-Man 2010.
The Amazing Spider-Man was 2012. Hmm. You get 2 points. All right. Brian.
I'm going to say The Amazing Spider-Man 2, 2014.
Good job. 3 points. Times 2 equals 6. Tommy boy.
Thor, 2013.
2011. 2 points.
Thor 2, 2014.
That is not the correct name of the movie. You got next. Oh, oh, oh. Wow. I'm going to say...
you have to name these right.
Well, I'm going to say...
Thanks for the heads up on that. Not, hey, what's the rest of the name reading, Josh?
Not for the trunk.
Thor board. Ragnarok. And I'm going to say that is 2021.
2017. You get one.
Wow, I was way off.
Fire boy.
Captain America, The First Avenger. 2010.
I'm going to get way less of these movies now.
2011.
Damn it, I'm always winning you off.
Iron Man, 2008.
Oh, look at you. 4 points times two.
Nice. Wow.
8-pointer. Good job.
Thanks, buddy.
Ryan.
Iron Man 2, 2011.
2010. Yeah. 1 point.
Oh, may God have mercy
on Iron Man 3, 2013.
Good job. Woo. 2 points times two. Four. Give me a
I almost put, I was about to say 2012. They're like, wait, I was messed up again.
Josh.
Black Widow, 2020.
2021. Nah. 1 point. Ryan.
Black Panther 2014.
2017. 3 points.
Oh, that would have been a good multiplier.
Okay, what about Tommy Boy?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2015.
No. 20 what?
14.
He lied. He said 15.
What was your original answer?
2015.
It is 2014.
Ugh.
You get 2 points.
Wow, I thought it was before that.
Josh.
Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, 2023.
I'll give it to you.
It's 2022?
It is 2022. You get 4 points, but I'm giving you the correct answer. There is no 2 in the title.
Well, I... Oh.
It's just Black Panther, okay. Wakanda Forever.
Well, yeah, that's...
One chip back.
Gotcha. I'm with you now.
But I'll give you that one. You... It wasn't Thor 2. It's Thor.
Yeah,
gotcha. And a name. That gotcha. Is why I said no.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir. Ryan, you're up.
Avengers. The Avengers. 2012.
Bingo, bingo. 1 point times two. Tommy boy.
Avengers Age of Ultron. 2016.
4 points. No multiplier. 2015. You are 1 year off every time. Josh?
I'm trying to think of the year. For some reason, I'm blanking on it. Deadpool 2018.
2016.
Damn it.
2 points.
Ryan Reynolds hates this.
Brian,
I'm going to say The Hulk 2009.
I'm going to go with wrong.
Damn it.
What's the next?
Strike Wrong? Okay.
Yep.
Let's go with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, 2023.
Look at you. Way to steal that one. 3 points times two. Tommy's thinking smart now.
Yeah.
Josh.
I'll take Ant-Man 2018.
Incorrect. 2015. Wow. For 1 point.
I don't get it.
Because, all right, I'll say The Incredible Hulk. That is correct. Yeah. What year would you like to use?
Yeah, but that's not the right one. That one I'll say 2010.
2008. You know that year that you just said?
I said 09.
He said 09.
Oh, did you say 09?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said 08. I went further away. I'm not going to tell you why I said that's wrong
until after
yeah. this.
That's fine.
Tell you boy.
The Marvels 2023.
Look at this guy. 3 points times two. Another 6-pointer. Josh Pooh.
Captain Marvel 2020.
Captain Marvel is 2019. Damn you. 4 points. Take the four. We go, wait. Ryan?
Doctor Strange. Oh my God. Of Madness. What is the word? Multiverse of Of Madness. No, you know what? I'm just going to say Doctor Strange. And I will say 2016.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is 2016. 4 points times two. Wow.
Good job.
8-pointer. Good job.
Good job.
Tommy boy.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Only name without a strike. Ant-Man. What year?
2019.
2018. 2 points. Josh Pooh.
Spider-Man Homecoming 2018.
Spider-Man, Homecoming, there it is. 20 what?
19.
2019 is incorrect, 2017. 4-pointer, give me a white, please. Ryan.
I'll say Spider-Man No Way Home, 2022.
2021, 1 point.
Oh my God.
Tommy boy.
I should probably try to speed this up.
Let's go with Black Adam, 2021.
DC.
I'm oh, like, I don't have that on here. I don't have that on here. Good call.
Deadpool 2, 2018.
Deadpool 2.
I couldn't remember if it had a name.
That's 2018. Why bingo, bingo. 3-pointer. Times 2.
Mike, I should probably say that one soon. Before somebody steals.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Spider-Man.
I put not going home.
2019.
Oh, bingo, bingo. 6-pointer.
Nice. Times two.
Oh, 3-pointer times two.
I know, I was joking.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 2019.
20 what?
2019.
Incorrect. 2017. 4-pointer. You wait.
Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3, 2023.
Bingo, bingo. Times two. It is 1 point times two. Wow, you got a lot of notes over there.
Yeah. I'm trying to write them down as we go, so it helps me jar my memory.
Ryan Pooh.
X-Men, and I will say 2006.
You're a few years off, buddy.
Yeah.
2000.
Well.
X2, X-Men United.
Nice.
Yeah,
I thought you didn't know. 2005. Kind of. I was hoping those two guys were struck out. And I was
1 point.
I didn't want to bring them up. Right. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2019.
What's your final answer?
2019.
All right, because I'm not even at it yet. So
okay.
Sorry, I had to get a drink of water.
You're allowed.
What are you doing, Spider-Man? What?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, and you said 2019.
Yes.
Good call, because it's 2018.
Damn it.
Oh, I'm like, sorry.
All good.
Ryan.
I'll say Spider-Man, or I'll say Across the Spider-Verse in 2023.
Good job. 2-pointer times two. Let me get a white.
Sorry.
All good. Tommy?
X-Men First Class.
Your feet. First Class.
X-Men dang. First Class.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on those.
2007.
No. 2011. No. 4-pointer. 3-1. Josh Pooh.
Let's go Thor Love and Thunder 2023.
Oh, I don't have that one on here. Oh, I'm just kidding. That is 2022. Four-pointer.
Really?
Let me get one shot.
I'll say Logan, 2018.
Logan. Oh, boy. Because I fucked this one up. I wrote 2027. Sweet. We're going to give it to you because I don't know what it is.
I'll take it.
Give me four whites so I can take some of your whites back.
Thanks.
I'm going to guess it was 2017 by 2027 where I messed up the one and two, but it's my fault, not yours. Tommy boy.
X-Men Origins Wolverine 2016. That's
good.
2000 what?
Oh, I put an extra one. 2006. 2006.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're incorrect. 2009. Well, I put an extra one.
Fantastic Four Silver Surfer 2007.
Bingo, bingo. Oh.
It's rising.
One times two. Yeah, I'm giving them. You guys should see how, why I was wrong.
What year was it?
2007.
Sweet. Fantastic Four 2004.
Oh, too bad. 2005. Four pointer.
X-Men 3 or X3. 2008.
Can't read my notes anymore. I'm all over the place. Yeah, now I'm kind of like.
I don't have an X3 on here. Because well, they have a different name, which I believe it did. So I'm going to say you're wrong. Because I'm looking at it. I know which one it is.
Yeah, I honestly thought.
Oh, wait. Was. The Last Stand.
Too late. Yeah. You're already wrong.
Now you have Josh.
Now you just told Josh.
X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
Way to take advantage of it.
Shit, I forgot what years we're on. 2007?
Six.
Six.
Oh, wait. I need to get three of those back. Give me. Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
Tommy's the only one with two strikes. Everybody else has one. Ugh. It is X-Men The Last Stand. Even though you said three, I will give it to you.
The Eternals 2021.
Good one.
Might be 2022.
2000 what?
21.
Bingo, bingo. Oh, two wow. Times two equals.
Oh.
Good job. We're testing you for later.
Thanks.
Math?
Math will be
math.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Jeez. This guy's good at the X-Men.
Fucking impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
2015. It was 2011, wasn't it?
2014.
Oh, shit.
2 points.
I feel like I'm struggling. Just Wolverine, and it was 2016. 2013.
1 point, and it was The Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Into the Night 2022.
What?
That movie that's on Disney Plus. It's like a horror movie, but it's the Marvel character, the werewolf.
It's not called Into the Night.
That is not on my list. No. That is X number two.
That was a series, though.
No.
It's
a movie.
I don't have it, so I apologize.
No, it's fine.
But it is not on my
list. It honestly might not be Into
the Night. The fact that you haven't named other things on here and you're naming that is
true.
Upsetting. By the way, you do have two strikes. You are welcome to a hint if you'd like.
Oh, can I ask? Can I use a hint if a movie? Can I use a hint to ask if a movie's been picked? Ooh, changing it up.
You want to use that as your hint?
Yes.
Just let him do it.
Okay.
Has the original Ant-Man been picked?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I'm going to stay away from that franchise altogether. Yeah.
That is your hint, though.
Okay. The other Fantastic Four. 2018.
Very good. Good job getting that one.
Yeah.
But it was 2015.
Yeah.
So 3 points though.
Really?
Good job getting that one though. I didn't know if anyone was going to get it.
I wouldn't. That movie is garbage.
Weren't the first ones too?
Well,
yeah, they were, but at least they were like fun.
I'll try Captain America 2. I don't know if it had a name or not.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Strike two for me.
Strike two for you. Ryan, would you like a hint? Or yeah, do you want to go?
No, I'll take a hint.
Give me, do you want a 1, 2, 3, or 4-pointer?
Four.
That's without the multiplier. So multiplier will multiply it by two.
Yeah, well, I'll take four, please.
You want a 4-pointer?
Yeah.
All right, let's sort this by the fours. Oh boy, you don't got that many left. Wesley Snipes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you what. I will even tell you, it's the last one in the set.
Okay, I'm 95% sure I know the name of that, but I'm just gonna go the original Blade. Damn.
1998. Good job.
Yeah. Ooh,
wow.
2 pointer times two is four.
Oh, okay. So it was four times two.
Well, you didn't get four. The 4-pointer was the...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
My
bad.
What do I need to give you back? Six?
Ten.
Because I already gave you your chips. I'm just trying to take some weights from you.
Gotcha.
Time away.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Hey, there you go. That's number
that's
two.
That's what it was. I knew it was... I thought it was
2014.
No.
I'll take Blade Trinity.
There it is.
Yeah. Blade Trinity. That's what year would you like to go with?
2008. I can't be right.
2004.
Yeah.
Four reds and a white. Four I'm running out of reds, too. Told you there's going to be a lot of chips tonight, boys.
You weren't lying.
All right, go ahead.
Howard the Duck.
Way to go.
I'll say that's 1989.
Well, I don't have that on my list, but I'm pretty sure you're right that it's Marvel.
It definitely
so
is.
So I'm going to give you a one.
All right, I'll take it.
Hey, and not a strike.
Fair enough. I appreciate it.
Ghost Rider.
Oh,
I'm so confused. 2001.
2007.
No.
2 points.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, 2009.
2011. 3 points. Give me two whites. Give me as many whites as you can, and then red.
Okay, let me think for a second, because I'm kind of stumped here.
Ryan?
I think this is it for me, guys. I don't want to leave. I'm having fun with you guys.
I don't want to sit here and watch you guys.
Yeah. You guys have it named multiple sequels.
We're trying.
That you've already started, like, with the sets.
That's pretty bad. But, I'm going to say...
Hellboy.
There you go.
That is not on my
list. I think that's DC.
Actually. I think that's DC.
Yeah, I was just...
All right, so Ryan is done.
No. I don't think it is. It's not on Disney.
Tommy Boy?
Let's go with Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Oh, come on.
What year?
2003.
Good job.
Nice.
2 points.
I would have said 06. I'll take Blade 2 in the year 2000.
That's the one. I can't believe you didn't say
it. I thought there was a name, and then I just kind of moved on from
it. I thought there was a name, too.
Yeah. It is 2002. Give me two. You get 3 points? So give me two whites back.
This could get brutal for me here. Did you even take a clue?
No, not yet.
Are you only got
five reds.
You still have one. You only have one strike.
I've got two strikes.
Oh.
Tommy Boy, we're on you.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
That's the one Ryan was looking for.
Multiverse
of Madness. What year?
2019.
2022.
Oh.
You get 1 point.
Oh.
Well, I'll take a hint. A 4-pointer if I could, please.
4-pointer hints.
If there's one left.
All right, let's take a look. See? Here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I hint any of these?
Oh, I wasn't thinking about GC, no.
Okay, then go with a 3-pointer then, if it's easier.
Jared Leto.
Oh, what is that?
So frustrated.
I'm gonna come back to it. Fuck.
Bless you.
I hope it didn't help him. I'll take Venom. 2019.
2018. 2 points. Tommy Boy.
What's Venom 2's name?
What?
What's Venom 2's name?
Electro.
Yep. Bang.
What year?
2006.
Wait, what did he say?
Electro.
I thought he said Electro.
2005.
I'm like, wait.
Electro.
And Jennifer.
1 point.
We pulled that one out.
Pull that one out. You get 1 point for it.
Josh?
I'm so mad about it. There's a couple on here.
I don't know if it's on there.
I have some of these marked as black that I don't think you guys are going to get.
Really? I want one of those.
No, you don't. They're all one-liners.
Good call. I'll go Captain America 1989. I don't think it's going to be on there, though.
Oh, that old-ass?
Yeah.
That was a TV movie, I think.
You don't think that's going to be on here. It was 1990.
Oh, he nails it.
1 point. That was a black one.
I got a black one.
You nailed it.
How close? Do you have to get the name exactly right?
Depends on the movie. All
right. Shesu, The Legend of Ten Rings.
I'm gonna
give it to you.
Oh yeah,
because it's Legend of the Ten Rings.
Good ass movie.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So what year?
2021.
Good, because it's only worth 1 point. You got to multiply it times 2. I figured they wouldn't be too upset over the 1 pointer. And I think Ryan is pulling away in this game right now. Maybe not.
Wow. This is super close.
It actually is. All right, well, we're already at 45 minutes. We haven't even gotten the man job.
Good call. Thor 2. I'm out. Did we ever name Thor 2? We didn't,
right? We did not.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
I can't think of the name of it.
I'm gonna give you a point for it.
Oh, thanks,
buddy. It's Dark World, but you're also getting an X.
Dark World. And I'm struck out, but I'll take that chip.
And what year was it?
Shoot, I just erased my notes. 2014.
2013.
Tommy
Boy.
Venom
2. Venom 2.
No.
Not right, but I'll give you it.
You can give him the chip with a strike.
For a chip and a strike.
Same thing you just did for me.
And what year?
Let There Be Carnage.
Let There Be Carnage
is number 2.
2021.
And it was, so I'll get you a multiplier.
Okay.
There you go.
Can I guess another one?
Yeah.
Can I get a chip for it?
Yeah, sure.
Morbius.
Yep. Morbius. Yeah. I knew it was something
with Shazam. Yeah. Was it Shazam?
You guys want some more chips?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go for whoever can get them right. I'll try to give you guys hints.
Are we buzzing or just yelling?
No, I'll just yell it out and I'll tell you if you're the first one or not. I'm not going to do the black movies because I don't know what they are.
Let me try. Just give us the year. Maybe we can get it from there.
Probably not, though.
2014. I got nothing. Avengers Confidential, Black Widow, and Punisher.
Oh, Punisher. Well, yeah. Punisher.
The Punisher?
With
Thomas Jane? I got that one.
Here's another one I don't know. It's not light, but it's...
Oh, Dark Knight?
Dark Phoenix?
Dark Phoenix.
That was an X-Men.
Just go through real quick because it's going to take forever.
Yeah. All right. We got Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme.
I don't remember.
I don't know what that is. That was in 2007. El Muerto just came out, I think, or is supposed to come out this year. What? Don't know what that is. Generation X came out in 1996. The reason I did not give you The Hulk is because they are The Incredible Hulk and Hulk.
Because
they're
so, because I said the, I didn't get it.
Clown,
because
clowns. The clowns,
clowns,
because it's two and it was two different like sets of the movies.
The clown,
a clown, because
Hulk was
help with his pan
was
pan.
What's his
just,
name?
Just keep going,
yeah. All right, Iron Man Rise of Technivore. I don't know what that is. Kraven the Hunter comes out this year. Madame Web, Man Thing.
Madame Web.
Madame Web comes out this year.
Was Deadpool 3 on there then?
I did not.
It's next year. 2024.
Yeah.
2024. Oh, 2025. It's this year. July.
I did not see it on there.
All good, buddy.
Man Thing. Don't know what that is. 2005. Marvel One Shot. All Hail the King.
That's a short.
Marvel Rising, Heart of Iron, Marvel Rising, Secret Warriors.
We did pretty good, guys.
Those are the kids. Those are
Morbius. Cartoons. Next, you guys did really good. I will absolutely admit that. Next, Avengers, Heroes of Tomorrow.
What If?
In 2008, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. The Amazing Spider-Man 3. Nobody got disappointed
because it's not a real thing.
No, it's not. It's supposed to come out. They're talking about doing it.
Maybe, yeah.
James Garfield.
Still came out in 2017.
He only did two.
Unless it was a cartoon.
Unless it's an animated movie, a fan-made movie, maybe.
We can check at some other time.
Yeah.
The Invisible Iron Man. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
These are just DVD movies.
New Mutants. Don't know what that is.
New Mutants.
The Punisher. Yeah. One of my favorite movies.
Thomas Jane.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's one with...
I only got the I got the one from Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
Was it?
He was the bad guy. He was the...
The Russian?
The Russian, yeah. Oh, that was Dolph Lundgren, was it?
What is that, Rocky IV?
that was Dolph Lundgren. That was... but he was the Russian that came in and...
I thought Dolph played the Punisher in the original.
He did.
Maybe back in like...
90-something.
90s even.
Venom 3 comes out this year. And then X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say not a thing?
Yeah.
So, Apocalypse, that's the other
one. Oh, that's what the... Oh, that was... I couldn't remember the one with the Rise of the Phoenix. Oh, wasn't Rise of the Phoenix? Wasn't that one, too?
I don't know. But we need to...
He said it.
Let's do Josh's segment.
All right. Which is fear of missing out. I've got weird FOMO. I don't mind... You know, we're in our 40s. Sorry, bro. And I don't think we mind sitting at home sometimes just watching TV or just hanging like we're doing now. But I get FOMO when I'm watching TV and I see people drinking coffee or beer. When I see that, I'm like, God, I want that.
Wow.
And it's only for drinks. It's not like somebody's eating this delicious cheeseburger on TV. I'm like, man. Or these guys, you know, I guess sometimes...
It's called addiction, my friend.
When I see them playing basketball, I do get kind of like, we're missing out on basketball. But you guys have FOMO on things that's not like fun, entertainment. Like, I know Sparky's got FOMO about this 40th March Madness Vegas trip we have. Yeah. Ryan's got FOMO about...
No idea how much I was just thinking that.
I have nothing else
to say. You guys going to see movies without me. That's my FOMO.
Yeah. Going to White Castle without him. Tommy's got FOMO about...
I got FOMO when I can't bring my wife over and hang out with you guys.
Why aren't you going?
Hanging out with you guys is fun.
Tommy, do you have FOMO on anything that's not like
entertainment-wise?
Get-togethers. No, I know. Not that I can think of right away.
Yeah, you, I mean, you can say
Kim's
no.
Comes over.
Ryan, do you have over? FOMO?
I wish you didn't.
I mean, you mentioned the movie
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
just
but
the
movie thing. I have FOMO not being able to take my kids on vacation. That is my big FOMO. Like, when I hear other families talk about, oh, I'm doing this and that. With the kids, it sounds amazing, and I wish I could do it.
They don't want me to tell you about Disney?
But I have FOMO in the best way. Like, I have FOMO, like, I'm not angry other people are doing it. I'm super happy for them. I just wish that I could also be doing it, too. Yeah.
But, I mean, you do. I got jealous or FOMO, whatever you want to say, for you quite a bit, because you do a lot with the kids. Hey, we're going to play bingo. We're bringing the kids. Come on. You know, stuff like that. I mean, you do a ton of stuff with your kids.
Taking the free bingo.
Yeah, it's free. I mean, you still got to pay for their treats or whatever they get. Sparkles, besides not bringing your wife to events, do you have FOMO on anything?
Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
I mean, those are big things. Mine was just like the coffee and drinking beer.
I mean,
coffee.
Look at it. I would say, without me. I'd say one of my biggest FOMOs would be probably one thing one or two of us can relate to. Is the feeling of financial security that at least I know one of us has. I don't know about others.
It took me till last year to get to a better feeling. I mean, I think I said it to Tommy, I've said it to Ryan. Like, I'm finally comfortable and that feels good. But it does take a while to get there and get your shit in order, and having a partner who, you know, helps pay the mortgage here is helping me out. So it just took some time.
So, but yeah, that is definitely one of my big ones.
I think this is such a great subject, FOMO. Like, it's weird we've never talked about it. But since I have a 22-year-old daughter, she has FOMO all the time. Like, she talks about it. Like, she thinks it's like a an actual problem. Like, if she finds out one of her friends are doing something.
Because she's a Gen Z pluser, right?
Well, she's also 22.
It, right. Yeah. And I think back to it, and, like, I had the exact same thing. Like, I had to be doing stuff every single night when I was in my 20s. You know, if I didn't have the kids, I was out. I was doing something. And now I'm just like, you know, like you
but
said.
But we didn't have a term for it when we were.
No, right. Yeah, there was no term for that.
Us 40-year-olds.
Well, honestly, when I see Taylor, going back to your 22-year-old, I'm going to make it quick here. When I see her B-Reels, which I just took, and you guys are having game nights, I'm like, oh, like almost every time. You guys playing basketball? Where's my invite? You guys are doing it? Where's my invite? Yeah. Like, no, I'm expected to be invited to everything the Lehmans do at this point in my life.
No, you usually are.
But that's my second.
Go to commercial. We're going to hear our non-sponsor right will be coming this. Up. All right, today's non-sponsor of the show is TJ Maxx. Will you teach your kids to drive in their empty parking lots?
I love TJ Maxx.
That's where you learn to drive.
That's where I find all my good shit.
I was posted up there watching a Browns Texans game this weekend. That's where I get my beer some nonsense.
At TJ Maxx?
Yeah, I just parked in a parking lot in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Because the parking lot was empty. Exactly. Holy shit. That's why I chose it.
Oh, wow. All right, we're going to move on.
Jeopardy! Cut you off quick.
Man Jeopardy. And the reason we did that so fast is because we're going to have a fast round of Man Jeopardy.
Quick Jeopardy!
Everybody's going to get 3 seconds to answer our questions. Once they hit the buzzer, we're not screwing around.
Is there any grenades?
There are no grenades,
okay.
Tom, because I didn't want to upset you. Okay. This close to your 40th birthday. I know you got enough to worry about. So, three categories we got are name the current team. So, I'm going to name an old team. It has moved to a new team. So, like, the Chicago White Stockings are now...
Chicago Cubs.
Good job, Josh. How did you know that? So, that's an example, but these are going to be all football teams. Second category is U.S. geography. So, right up Josh's alley.
Not as amazing, Josh.
And then,
Canada is below United States.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yes. All right. And the final category will be
George.
Quick math.
Quick math.
So it's very simple math.
This sucks.
Going very quick.
Designed right. for you to win, he said.
No, he didn't.
Low man on the total poll. Let's do a chip count really quickly so we got everyone on here. Josh and Ryan are tied in first place with 67 points. After that,
no, we don't have 69.
Astronomical game of top 10. /86. And followed up with 63 points is Tommy Chairs. Woo. In the caboose.
All right.
So Tommy Chairs, will let you start. The board is yours.
Quick math for four.
Quick math for four. What is 50 minus 5 times 7? Incorrect.
Oh, wait, I got to wait for the tip. You sit.
Tom.
175.
Incorrect.
Oh.
No.
Josh.
Oh, 292.
Incorrect. The answer is 15.
Motherfucker can't put it on the...
Wait, what did he say?
Oh, shit. He's right. I've... Order operations.
Order operations. You've got to do 5
you
times
dumb
7.
Bastard. All right.
5 times 7 to get 35. 50 minus 35 is 15. All right. We'll move on to one of the other morons. Josh.
Current team for one, Bob.
Current team for one. St. Louis Rams.
LA Rams.
Good job. One for Tommy Boy.
Goddamn genius, Gumped.
Let's do U.S. geography for three.
U.S. geography for three. The majority of Yellowstone National Park is located in what state? Tommy Boy.
Wyoming.
Good job.
I watch Yellowstone. I knew that.
Let's do... U.S. geography for four.
U.S. geography for four. What river runs along the western border of Illinois? Tom.
Mississippi.
All right. So this is the Tom show. All right. 4 points.
Oh, wait. You randomized that. Okay. So that was probably randomized. So let's do NFL team for four.
NFL team for four. The Los Angeles Raiders. Tom.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Good job. Oh, yeah. Probably could have done that.
NFL team for five.
NFL team for five. The Cleveland Browns.
Baltimore Ravens.
Good job.
waiting for that one.
Let's do quick math for a deuce.
Quick math for two. What is 3 times 5?
15.
Good job. 2 points.
Let's do quick math for three.
Quick math for three. What is 25 minus 10?
We got 15.
Good job. 3 points.
Waiting for that extra thing at the end of it, but I guess that's going to be the 5 point.
Quick math for a single.
Right, what is 6 plus 9?
15.
Good job.
Yeah. Let's do quick math for 5.
All right. What is the square root of 225?
25.
Incorrect. Oh.
I don't even know how to figure out square root anymore, to be honest.
5. Incorrect.
I don't know why I'm buzzing. We'll go 10.
All right. Incorrect. 15. What was the answer to every other math question?
It's 15.
What's 15?
Oh. It's just not.
Extra digit. You guys started running down the list, and I'm like, shit, they're going to catch on. I thought they wouldn't catch on. And then
you think we would, but no. Not there.
All right, we're going to go with Josh.
Current team 2.
All right.
Nice. Just 10. Vagina. I know.
Vagina. Do you want a second guess at that? No. That bid?
I'll just stay there.
Remember, it's my show.
I know, but I'm an idiot on some of these things. Right. You guys think I get it, like that fucking Bears question. I still miss it.
Josh, I put like the easy questions in the top, and this is 2.
But I'm telling you, I can still fuck it up. Right. I tried. Can't go anywhere. I tried.
The Houston Oilers.
That's what I thought was coming. It's the, the Tennessee Titans.
Good job.
Okay, nice. I was getting confused on those and the Texans because of the conversation we had in the text group. Let's finish off current team, please.
All right, the Baltimore Colts. Who do we got?
Indianapolis Colts.
You are correct. Good job, Tom. And we got 1, 2, and 5 for U.S. geography.
Well, let's give them some confidence, and I'll take it away from them. Let's go to U.S. geography for 1.
Thanks, buddy.
I love it. What is the capital of the United
States? Washington, D.C.
Good job.
Wow.
Let's go with 2.
What is the capital?
Wait, my thing's not reset yet.
Like it matters. Okay. Go ahead.
Of Illinois.
Springfield.
We at least knew it. We buzzed in. We knew Washington, D.C., but he finished the question.
And the final question is...
Wait, I'm not reset yet.
All right, let's do it.
I think this is the fastest man Jeopardy ever.
It is.
I like it. What body of water does Texas, Louisiana...
Gulf of Mexico.
I knew it, though. I mean, I know these. He's just faster.
I gave you a friggin' chance.
You did, but I told you. I was worried. Honestly, I might have got caught up on a Baltimore Colts one, or I definitely know the Browns one. I'll be honest.
All right, so while Tommy's segment's going, we're going to get a chip count while we're not listening to him. And just let him go. Do his thing.
I thought we weren't telling him that.
Oh, shit. My bad.
How dare you? Here, I got... Here's a green chip for you.
How dare... Here, I need a green over here.
All right.
Damn, he took the lead right
there. We're going old school. Something I haven't done in, 3 seasons. Maybe 4 seasons. This is... We're going to a Greek dad story. The return of the Greek dad story. Because this just recently happened.
Oh, all right. He's in town.
He's in town. Yeah,
and then we saw him today, right? I'm like, hey, Mr. Yeah. Corrales, how long you?
Oh, he's not living here.
Oh, wait, he's not trapped in Greece.
He goes back February 7th.
I'm like, wasn't he?
That's what I asked him today. I'm like, hey, when are you going back?
Trapped in Greece for a while.
He's like, I'm leaving on the 7th. I'm like, oh, you're not gonna be here for your son's 40th birthday. He's like, no.
Can people stop holding this?
Yeah, I'm like, ugh. So okay. So my dad is. He doesn't understand how gambling works. Yeah. So
where did you come from, you? Man? Seriously.
Half your life right there, bro.
So he calls me up. He's like, do me a favor. I'm like, okay. He's like, call up Vegas and put the bet for me. I'm like, call up. I'm like, call up Vegas? He's like, yeah, I want to put money on the Super Bowl, on the team. I'm like, there's sportsbook apps, you know that, right? Whatever. Call it Vegas, do whatever you want. I want to put $50 on the Packers. Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
You put on the Packers before Dallas game.
Before the Dallas game.
Wow. I love it.
So it was
did you actually do it, or did you just be like, sure, Dad?
No, I put it on
there. And pocket the money.
So yeah, I put it on the Packers. I'm like, okay. And he said, what are the odds? I said, they're 101. He's like, okay, so what did I win? I'm like, you win $5,000. So I took him, I showed the screenshot, I sent it to him. He goes, what are you talking about? It says plus 10,000 out there. Why doesn't that they get 50,000 for it? I'm like, that's not how the odds work. He's like, eh. So after the Packers win, I asked him, like, all right, I told him, the sports book is offering you $120 off his $50 bet to cash out. He's like, eh, they're scared. Tell them I want $250.
Don't work that word. Wait, Dan.
Call up Vegas. Tell him
about it. It's deal or no deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Dan, they didn't take it.
I'm like, that's not how it works either. He's like, screw it. I'm just going to keep it. I'm like, okay.
He took the money, though?
No. He's keeping the ticket. The ticket. So.
That's hilarious because I swear to God, my dad would not, like, I tried to get him, you know, before when, like, Rivers would have, or Bet ESPN would have the great deals. I tried to get him on there. You know, I'm like, Dad, come on, it's going to be free money for you. But he wouldn't do it. He's like, no, I'll mess up my taxes. Yeah. I'm like, Dad, nobody claims it. Come on, just do it. And
Just do it.
He wouldn't do it. And then all of a sudden, years later, I get a phone call. Hey, you still bet the sports, right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, can you bet Texas for me? I'm like, the Longhorns? He's like, yeah, bet Texas for me. I'm like, all right. He's like, let's do 20. How much will I win? So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, Dad, you're going to win. It's like 11 something. He's like, I don't want to do it then. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
He's like, and I'm like, well, do you want to? He goes, how about to win the whole thing? I'm like, all right. So, and then they got blown away.
Not
this. I did it before the season.
Oh, you should have waited to play the Cowboys. Then you got 101.
This is plus 6,500. Yeah.
Yeah, 65-1. What are you, my dad?
Shut up. Go fuck yourself. I hope you now just lost the episode.
He's hosting today. He gets to turn off the brain.
Just so you know.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys. Any, do we got any more on that?
No,
I wasn't listening. What were we talking about? No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Dad.
No, your dad's great.
Yeah.
I hear him. I mean, he coaches it up out there, too, on the soccer field. You know, we got to get back. We got to do, you know. Yeah.
He's everyone's coach. He's even coaching the other team. It's like, why'd you make that pass like that?
All right. So we're going to play one of my favorite games called Ladder.
Ladder.
Thank you, Ryan, for introducing this to our lives. Because I would not know where I would be without it. I love this game. What I did today, we got three.
We got chip count?
Oh, yeah, we got. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, chip count. The two buddies are holding hands over here. Old farts. 77 points each.
I haven't called the old fart. Yeah, they
each went and got 10 points in that round of Man Jeopardy.
Yeah, we agree.
Pretty good.
So they were tied. They did the same thing.
With the categories
and are
on
still
there,
tied.
I'm proud of it. And the only reason I got the 10 is I got one right. And that's the
double. It was daily double that I told you to bet more on.
That I should have went all in on, but I was afraid it would have been anything besides that one. The Oilers and Titans. Anyone but that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, oh my God. You're an idiot.
Oh, my God.
So, on this one, what we're going to do is top grossing films. There are three categories. Okay. One of them is Nick Cage.
Hey!
His top 8 grossing films.
I need an impression.
Second.
I'm so confused. Bitchin' technology.
All right. The second one is Tom Cruise.
Yes. I love Tom.
His top 9 movies.
Right.
His top 9 Tom grossing Cruise. Movies. And then we have Mr. Samuel L. Jackson. His top 10 grossing movies.
Let's play this motherfucking game.
I like it. All right.
Say
so
what again, motherfucker?
You are going to get a point if you can name the movie. I'm not just showing you the card.
Show me the card.
You're going to get a 5-point bonus. A little 10-point bonus. You have a 10-point bonus if you're the first person in the category to name the movie and where it falls on the list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
we can name any movie on the list.
Any movie, as long as you name a movie on the list. So Nick Cage is top 8, Tom Cruise is top 9, Samuel Jackson top 10.
Like top 10 and the ladder.
Yes. Yes, all in one.
Three times.
So a 10-point bonus for getting it if you're the first person. So we're going to start. The first category is going to start randomly with, we'll go with Tom.
Yay.
So Tom gets Nick Cage. The leader. Josh gets Tom Cruise.
My God.
Ryan, you're going to get Samuel Jackson.
Sam Jacks.
If you can name where it falls on the list.
Oh, I only get a 10-point bonus. Those movies?
What?
I only do Tom Cruise movies? Or only do Nick Cage movies?
No, you get to go first.
You're starting with Nick Cage. The category of Nick Cage.
Okay.
So, you're going to tell me a movie that he's in. And if you say the correct position, number 1 through 8.
Okay.
You get a 10-point bonus. After that, if you can put it before or after the movie out, is another bonus. So, you get the movie. And the movie, if what movie you pick, is how many points you're going to get. So, the number one movie in Nick Cage is worth 8 points.
Is this like for inflation, like Tommy does, or no?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, just keep going. No, sorry, keep going.
So, the number one movie in Nick Cage is worth 8 points. Number two is 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm not going to tell you the point total, obviously, until you tell me where it places.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, hey, you got 10 points. And then you go, okay, well, I'm going to put that at the top of the list. So you get an extra 10 points. No, incorrect. You're going to get 2 points if you place it correctly. All right?
Yes.
Actually, you know what? We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on how many cards are out there. So how many cards are out is how many points you're going to get. If it's the second card out, you get 2 points. If it's the third card out, you get 3 points. It's the fourth card out, you get 4 points for placing it correctly.
It's a blind ladder.
All right?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Tommy Boy, Nick Cage.
Let's do Gone in 60 Seconds, number 3.
You get 2 points. Whoopsie!
I don't know what mood that is.
He got 3 points for that?
2.
Gone. Thank you. I'll go.
Wait, I don't understand. I thought you just get a point for the ones that are on the. Like, now he would get 2, you know, if he got one right.
No, he would get 2 if he gets put in the right spot. He gets however many points it is, if you name the number one movie, you get 8 points, plus if you place it in the right spot,
thank you.
You get 2 points.
Face Off.
Face.
Where would you like to place it?
Ah, shit. 1. All the way on the top. 10.
All the way on the top?
8. 8. Whatever the best movie is. Is it 1 or 8?
Is it 1. More grossing than Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yes.
Yeah? You're correct. Okay. That's all you got to get right there.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so he just has to say higher or lower now.
Well, I can't. I need to
give the chips.
Yeah, I can't give the chips. The end. So we're gonna give the chips at the end. That is a good point.
So give you my 2 chips back.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Okay. Stop. All right.
So all right.
You, because I'm telling you where they're placing.
Got it. Yeah, but you could just because he got it right at this point, you can give him 2 chips. You know what I'm saying? Like for Tommy,
but if it's the number one movie, I get 8.
I thought you just get 10 bonus points get it right.
Yeah, why aren't you listening?
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say G-Force because you fucking showed us.
And where would you like to place it?
I would put it above Face Off.
Above Face Off, so it's a higher grossing.
Yes.
Incorrect.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. As a kid,
where does it go? Does it go? In the middle, or is it the same way? Can you do that or no?
I'm putting it in the right spot.
Okay, I thought. Remember, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, no, sorry. This is getting confusing.
Yep,
more confusing going than I thought it was. I apologize.
No worries.
Con Air.
It was on the list.
Why would you say it?
I'll go number 1.
Incorrect. Not on the list.
Oh, Kiner's not even on the list?
Kiner's not on the list.
Oh, shit.
Should be. Fucking should be.
Shit. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider's not on the list.
Oh, wow.
So hey, we should probably do strikes. So this doesn't go on forever.
Or you just flip the card in. I guess. Never mind. I don't know.
I'm going to say Croods. Croods is number one.
So it's higher grossing than Face Off.
Yes.
Correct.
Do I get any amount of chips? Or are you just
no,
typing
he's saying
I'm typing end. Them in.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you.
Get it at the end. When we
yep. Tommy Boy.
National Treasure.
Ah, I forgot about this.
I can say, do I say the number or do I say what's between?
You got to say where it places.
Between Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Incorrect.
No, that's correct. No, it's not.
Like, but we're not giving anyone else another chance. Okay.
Oh, it's between Face Off and the Croods.
I'll take the Croods too. Dang it. And I'll say it.
Oh, there goes that.
Under the Croods.
Incorrect. It's not on the list.
Oh.
Sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, because it came out during COVID.
You came out during COVID.
Yeah, I did. Now I'm never going back in.
Ryan.
I'm going to say a weird one. I'm going to go with The Flash.
Not on the list.
All right.
I had that on there. I had The Flash
on
there.
Oh, you did?
So, you have another strike. You have a strike.
Next.
Not on the list.
The Rock.
Would you like
a hint? I'm sorry, I'd love a hint. You I forgot hint? About that. I didn't know there was a hint. It's just like top 10. Okay.
All right. My hint is you're right.
Okay. Does that count as my hint?
Yep. That counts as your hint.
I'll take it. Let's put it between Gone in 60 Seconds and Face Off.
Incorrect.
Such a game!
I'm out of movies on my list, guys.
Josh got this one. So, and you said The Rock, right?
The Rock.
And that went.
You didn't tell us where.
National Treasure.
So The Rock goes between off. National Treasure and Face Off.
All right. Ryan?
The Croods, National Treasure, The Rock, Face Off, Gone 60 Seconds, and G-Force. And there's.
Two, four, six.
How many left?
There's two left.
I am going to say, Peggy Sue Got Married.
Incorrect.
So proud of you, but now
would you like a hint,
please?
All right, because I don't know.
Did I get a hint? Oh, that was your second.
That was a second. I don't really know how to do this. It is a sequel to another one on the board.
National Treasure 2.
Okay, and where would you like to put it?
And
I'll show you.
Between Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Face Off and Gone in 60 Seconds is incorrect. That will fall between The Croods and National Treasure.
No, oh, shit. The second one made more than the first one?
Oh. Book of Secrets?
Book of Secrets.
I'll take It Could Happen to You.
Nope.
Yeah, you're right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Can I get a hint?
You can get a hint.
Thanks,
bro. I'm going to try to give you a hint for this.
That's fair.
The Rock.
This, I believe, is an animated film that was in the Marvel mix.
Oh, Into the Spider-Verse.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's number one. Numero uno.
You're going all the way up above the Croods?
All the way up.
Incorrect.
Oh,
that is between National Treasure and National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Who is he in the... Is he playing himself?
He's the original Spider-Man.
Noir.
All right. So what we got here is number one is The Croods with $587.2 million. National Treasure Book of Secrets, $459 million. Yeah, Spider-Man of the Universe, $384 million. National Treasure, $347 million. The Rock, $335 million. Face Off with $245 million. Gone in 60 Seconds, $237 million. And G-Force with $222 million. So Ryan gets 1, 7,
15.
Good job, buddy.
15 shifts for Ryan James Lehman.
Josh gets
the rock.
3, 4, 5, 9 points. You gotta wait. So you guys are no longer tied. Aww.
It's Tom Cruise time.
And Tommy Boy gets 1, 2, 7, 14 points.
Oh, better than I thought.
Good job, guys. Now do we understand why I can't give you the chips?
Yeah.
So, if someone wants to wipe that up for me.
Oh, you should toss them like you do at Ryan's house.
I should.
Oh,
all right. No.
Dude, my girlfriend would love you right now.
You better make sure you tell her that. Because there's two more rounds of that.
I'm going to start off with Top Gun Maverick.
All right, we're going with...
Son of a bitch.
We're going on Tom Cruise, guys. Just so you guys know.
I'm sorry.
He's getting going. Nothing wrong with that. I apologize for running a little slow.
And I got to guess what number?
If you can guess what number on the top 10 list this is.
I'm going to say it's number one, highest grossing. Or is that number 10? I'm very confused on that.
Highest grossing is number one.
I'll take number
one. So you're saying the highest grossing?
Yeah.
All right. It is on the list.
Darn it.
Sorry, guys. My bad.
Take your time.
Let's just put that up there.
I'm going to say Mission Impossible 6.
I need names.
Idiot. Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol. And where would you like to put it? Before or after Top Gun Maverick?
Below Maverick. Isn't that called like MI6?
That is below Maverick.
Yeah. Ring it up to
Tommy Boy.
Points.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And that's below Ghost Protocol.
You are correct, it is, but it's not on the list.
Oh.
All right, I'll take Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
And where would you like to place that? If it's on the list.
Below the Ghost Protocol one.
It is on the list.
Okay.
And it is below Rogue Ghost Protocol.
Ten. Original Mission Impossible. And I'm going to put it below the sequels.
Good job.
Yeah.
Is this awkward?
Yeah, right. No. I didn't want to say anything when I was doing this. I'm like, holy Mission Impossible. Tommy Boy. I'll give you guys a hint. Mission Impossible is not done.
Mission Impossible 2. No,
he doesn't show one.
And it's between Mission Impossible and Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
That movie is hot garbage.
The second one?
Two ruined the series for me. Now I don't really care about it.
That's when you brought the long hair out. And you put it where?
Between Mission Impossible and Rogue Nation.
Good job.
I haven't seen anything past number 2 because number 2 was so bad.
What?
His Ghost Protocol.
3 was so bad.
Or Dead Reckoning is what he said. Should have got him a strike.
Tommy's got 5 bonus points.
Tommy has a strike though, right?
Oh, I'm going Mission Impossible 3.
That's, I like that one a lot.
And I'll say it's in between Mission Impossible 1 and 2.
Does it have a name?
No.
Who's that?
Strike.
Steve Reich! Steve Reich! I'm going to say Jerry McFuckingguire.
Very good.
I think no.
Really?
I think the only reason that wasn't on here is because how old it is.
Oh.
It didn't make as much money because it's not in nowadays dollars.
Sure. Yeah, makes sense.
So, no, inflation is not brought into, if that's what you were asking.
Yeah, that's
inflation was not brought into this, I don't believe. Tommy Boy.
Minority Report.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I appreciate the guess.
I'm just gonna strike you if not on the list.
If we don't say Mission Impossible, it's a strike.
The Last Samurai.
Fuck yeah, man! That movie's so good. I don't care how many people hate it.
Is it on the list?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
I'll take it below. No, I'll stay the same spot in between Mission Impossible 1 and 2.
Because goddamn it, something's got to
fit. Oh, I got to take my garbage out.
After you charge my car. Just get
some. This is a battery right next to the VCR on the right. Or a battery charger.
Well,
So he gets a hint on his next one. You guys still need an airstrike.
Tropic Thunder.
No.
Was he in that movie? Yeah.
Yeah. He's the big guy. All
right. Would you like a hint?
Please. You gotta give me a strike.
Do you... there's three movies left. Do you want the highest grossing, the middle grossing, or the least grossing?
Can I choose whatever's the easiest?
Out of the three. Huh?
Can I choose whatever's the easiest?
The easiest to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he can't do that. Make him choose one of the three.
I'll give you this one.
Okay.
This was a remake of a Brendan Fraser, or also named... Damn, Brendan Fraser had a movie of the same name. I don't think it was a remake, or was it a remake? Same name.
The Mummy.
Yes. And where would you like to place that?
Between Mission Impossible 2 and Rogue Nation.
Incorrect.
I'm trying to blank on what Mission Impossible 3 is called. It's bothering me.
I have no idea.
I don't remember 1, 2, or 3 having a name behind it.
All right, there's two more left.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Nope. Tommy or Ryan, would you like a hint?
Yes, sir.
You want the highest grossing or lowest grossing left?
I've seen it both ways, so I don't know.
Highest grossing left?
Sure.
It falls into the series of half the other movies in here.
And can I get the other one then? Because you already said about Mission Impossible, so I already knew that clue.
Alright, I'll give you the other one.
Yeah!
Aliens.
Oh.
What? What's it called?
Aliens.
That's enough. Yeah, you got Aliens. It's what I just said, but I don't know the fucking name of it. That's bullshit, because it's called both. No, I've seen it both. I can go in the other room and grab a DVD. It says it on it.
Day After Tomorrow.
Isn't that like a Storm movie?
Yeah, it is.
No, you're wrong. You have struck out.
It's Edge of Tomorrow.
That is not the movie I'm talking about.
Oh. That's the one you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Was that your movie that you're...
No, that's what I'm telling. It's Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know the alien one, though.
Well, you don't get another.
Predator 2.
Incorrect.
I'll take a...
Come on, man. I know it.
A hint that's not the Alien movie or Mission Impossible 3 movie. Is there another one?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
So the Mission Impossible movie...
Oh. Wait, let me think. Let me guess on the Alien one. Give me a countdown for a second here.
All right, you get 5 seconds.
I've seen everything he's done. He's like one of my favorite actors, to be honest.
Yeah, no. Oh, you don't know it?
War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds.
Oh.
Got it.
Okay. Got it.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
I usually don't.
I'll take it. In between Rogue Nation and Mission Impossible 2.
He got it. Nice. How many are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? This is for an 8-point bonus. Nice.
They actually made a DVD version called The Night Repeat instead of Edge of Tomorrow.
It says both names on it, and I've seen it. I don't know.
Is that the tagline?
I still, to this minute, don't know.
All right, can you get the last Mission Impossible movie?
Rogue Nation, Ghost Protocol. It's the one that's right between 3 and whatever this is.
So many.
Oh, it's still me. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it. No, I don't know. Just move it on.
Fallout.
Why do I not remember that?
And that goes number 2 up top. So
what was Mission Impossible 3?
Maybe is it Fallout?
No, it wasn't on there.
It might just not have grossed enough.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
So bad. All right, so running down the list really quickly, we got Top Gun Maverick at $1.4 billion. It almost doubled the next movie. Mission Impossible Fallout was $791 million. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, $694 million. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, $682 million. War of the Worlds, $603 million. Mission Impossible 2, $546 million. The original Mission Impossible, $457 million. Last Samurai, $456 million. And The Mummy, $410 million. And points for this round. Tommy gets 10 points.
Yeah, Mission Impossible 3 is just Mission Impossible 3.
So Josh gets 2.
It was Ghost Protocol, Robation, then Fallout.
15.
That one had Henry Cavill. I only seen that once. 7 years between that and Dead Reckoning, huh?
One, two, three, four.
So happy Glass Samurai made the list.
21, Glass. 24.
Glass
Samurai.
Glass.
Last.
34. Josh gets 44 points.
What? Nice.
Oh, he nailed the first one, too.
Tom Cruise is my
He got
guy.
The 10-point bonus.
Would I get that last one?
You got one.
Oh, y'all get 10?
Yeah, you got 10.
You are no longer the leader.
44 points for Josh. Four, and Ryan gets 1, 2, 3, 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, 14, 15, 16 points.
16? Well, that's
14. All
points.
I need is
16 points.
Can I have a green one when I get a chance? Who's the last guy? Oh, Samuel L.? I didn't even think about this guy yet.
Yeah, we're on Samuel L. Jackson now. And we're going to start off with Ryan coming out of the gate. I got a feeling you guys are going to shit yourselves in the foot. I'm sorry. I meant to say shoot, but...
Avengers Endgame. Number one.
That is on the list.
So I said it, right? And now I'm thinking, like, what did he do in Endgame?
Cares. Nick Frick,
was he
Fury.
In there though? Was he even in
this
there?
This list is going to be dominated with Marvel movies. Yeah.
Time Boy.
Avengers Infinity War. Underneath Avengers Endgame.
Underneath Avengers Endgame?
You go.
Correct.
I'll try Captain America Civil War, and I'll go under Infinity War if it's on the list.
Incorrect.
Really? That is the one who set up.
Ryan.
That sucks.
I'll say Spider-Man Homecoming.
Incorrect.
What? No. That's incorrect.
Captain Marvel.
And where would you like to place it?
Underneath Infinity War.
Bingo, bango.
Damn. I'm going to come right back on this. All right. I'll take the original Avengers, if it's on the list, please.
Put together a team.
You said what? The original Avengers?
Yes.
It is on the list.
2012. I'll take it above Captain Marvel, but below like, Infinity War.
What did you say? Avengers?
The Avengers.
And you said under above Infinity. Captain Marvel.
Between Marvel and Infinity.
You are correct.
Yes, take your shirt off.
Okay. Ryan.
Well, I'll just say Avengers Age of Ultron.
It is on the list.
I'll say above the original Avengers, below Infinity War. 3 on our what we have so far.
So between Age of Ultron and Avengers?
Well, that is Age of Ultron, right here.
Between the original
Infinity
and
War
Age.
And the original.
Between Infinity War and Avengers. Mm-hmm. It's incorrect. Sorry, my bad.
No, sorry.
It goes above... Just kidding. Right there. It's opposite. That is the opposite of this.
Got it.
So I'm really getting confused.
Sure.
I apologize. Tommy Boy.
Split underneath Captain Marvel.
The original Iron Man.
Shaft.
Shaft. What does your phone say?
Low battery.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Lower battery mode.
He thought it was funny. He goes, uh-oh.
He's like, oh, wait.
Longest episode of 2024. Right here.
Kill Bill.
Hit me up, bro.
He's a piano
player. Just pick a number 1 through 5.
3.
All right.
Iverson, not Marbury.
I'm going to go, your hint is...
It's in the Star Wars.
Oh god.
Crap.
Set.
Let's call it.
And it's not the first one.
Attack of the Clones.
Nope.
Last Kiss Goodnight.
Okay, answer.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
4.
4. It was on the Marvel list.
Nice. I like that.
It is in the trilogy with... What's that motherfucker's name?
Chris Evans.
Nope.
Chris Hemsworth.
Nope.
Then I'm out.
Robert Downey Jr.
There's 3 sets of 3 of them. Oh. But you told me the amazing...
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I said Homecoming. You said it was wrong.
So yeah, it's not Homecoming, douche. All right,
so then it's...
Dumbass.
All right, Spider-Man.
I'll give you another hint.
No, Far From Home. He's Far From Home.
All right, I didn't have to give you a hint. Good job. I was going to say, it's not close, but... And where would you like to place it on the list?
I'll place it up right here, below Infinity War, above the original Avengers.
Below Infinity War, above... That is incorrect. It is above Captain Marvel. Yeah, over to Tommy Boy. Would you like a hint?
Can I delay it?
Yeah.
Okay. Revenge of the Sith. Star Wars.
Incorrect.
You gave that a bad clue.
What do you mean?
He said it wasn't the first one to Josh.
Yeah, it's not.
Let's keep going.
Like you said episode one or the first one that came out? You weren't specific.
It's a hint. I'm not supposed to be specific.
Let's finish up with Ryan here.
I'll say Django Unchained.
No.
All right, what did we miss?
All right. So, The Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2 is on there.
Incredibles 1.
And that falls right below Age of Ultron. What did you say?
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace is on there.
It wasn't the first one. Phantom Menace is episode 1.
That was his hint for a different one on the list.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
You said it was a Star Wars saga. It wasn't in the first one. It wasn't the first
one. Let's keep going. Phantom Menace goes where?
Phantom Menace goes all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
All the way down.
That's where it belongs.
Right above that? Tommy's favorite movie of all fucking Jurassic time.
Park. I had Jurassic Park on here after Revenge of the Sith. I had
and GP on here. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is not the first one in the set.
He's dead. How is he in that one?
I don't remember.
He dies?
Spoiler alert. It's episode right, one so for Revenge of the Sith.
We didn't get these.
Let me see.
Four. Let me see. What do you want?
Let's put them all back together.
These are down here underneath Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we don't need... Do you guys care?
Because right. His voice is
all,
in it?
All like of these oh, all yeah. of these movies were over $1 billion.
Dang.
Every one of them.
What?
With Avengers Endgame topping off at $2.8 billion. It's insane.
All right, chip us up, bro.
All right, so Tommy and his crybabiness. 1, 2, 3, 4 minus 17.
He did subtraction on yours, bro.
It's crybabiness.
I got a black chip. Oh, you probably haven't seen it to actually color.
So
it
just
up.
Take the hint because of the trickiness.
You're underestimating my trickiness. 18 points for Tommy. Even though I wanted to subtract some. Ryan comes in here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Crap,
no bonus.
1.
6, 7 is 12. No bonus. 8, 9, 10. So 22 plus 10 point bonus for 32 points. And Josh gets 8 plus 4 is 12.
Thank you.
Because you got one answer right.
Yeah. I was looking at it too. I'm like, I only got one right.
This is super close. Nobody's going to be.
All right, let's get a chip count really quick.
Cheaply
winning. Let me see. Push all these back.
It's 142 for Joshua. Jesus. 140 for me and 129 for Tom.
Well, we got what?
That's what I show. What do you have?
Josh, how many got?
17, right?
You got 117.
Oh, maybe I'm way off on these counts. Oh, no. Sure.
What the hell did you get 142 for Josh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he had...
How many did
you have? 130 before 129. That game?
Just make it easy. We got 129 for Tommy.
I don't think so. Maybe I cut it up the wrong way. I hope I didn't. Doesn't matter. I'm at 117.
All right. So let me erase mine. What do we got now? You're at 117.
Yeah. So you just got... Josh, you just got 12 points. You had 46 before that. That was 58. On top of 67, or 77, is 135 alone. How did you color up wrong?
I'm missing a 25, I think. I did too many 25s, I think. 142. Yeah, that's exactly. I gave five. I'm sorry, yes. Is that what it is, 142? Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Thank you, Ryan. Sorry. Yeah. And what time you have?
And what he's got 129. Ryan, what do you got?
140.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is decently cool. I like it, guys. I like
what
it.
Is the Final Jeopardy category, sir?
Final Jeopardy is the NFL postseason.
Oh, crap. I knew I should look at odds.
And I'm going to tell you guys one more fun tidbit about this.
Fun for who?
for fucking with your heads. You have to get all four correct.
Otherwise, you lose your bet?
Otherwise, you are wrong. Okay. There is four answers to this. You have to get all four right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let me know when you guys get your bids.
Bid is in.
Your bid is in?
Yeah.
Mine's in.
Ryan's in. Tommy boy?
Yep.
We're pushing 2 hours right now.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so everybody's bid is in? I want to see everybody's bid first.
Seven.
Zero. Josh bid zero. 15. Ryan bid seven. Tom Fitz 15.
We all went the same way.
You guys are hilarious.
We have to get
all
four.
Right.
I mean,
I want to ask, where did you guys' head go when I said four?
Probably some Packers. And I had to name different things about the Packers.
Are you ready? What do you think?
Something that will trick me. So
what do you
think? How many wins in the Super Bowl each?
All right, are you ready for this?
Each game had for this weekend.
What do we have four of this weekend?
Playoff games.
We have four playoff games. Name the matchups.
Oh, man. Damn it.
That's what I was writing.
Oh, I'm going to win anyway if I get it right. So. I'll see if I can.
So if you all get your points right, it would be Ryan with 147, Tommy with 144, and Josh with 142. If you guys get them all right. And we'll find out in just a couple seconds.
Where's he going?
All right, 5 seconds.
Oh, no, don't do 5 seconds.
Cramping I'm in. Up.
Five. Four.
Wait.
Three.
Wait.
No! Two.
I have the helmets at my home set up.
Right? One.
Time. Just say it. Say time.
Write down, team.
Oh, you got 15.
Are you done?
No, you got 15.
Write down to him right now.
Did you know I was going to bet zero?
What? You weren't that nice with this Star Wars Episode 1.
It's because you're wrong.
Three, two, one. Let's go.
All right. All
right. I got it. This guy lives football. Yeah, like, why is it taking so long? All
right.
I'm just frustrated because I just
We're going to go.
I couldn't remember the home teams. Who was home and who was away. I didn't know if that mattered.
I have it, actually have it at that way.
Since Josh bid zero.
Texans, Ravens, Packers, 49ers, Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Bucks. It's not at unless I switch Chiefs and Bills and Bucks and Lions.
What did you do?
Texans, Ravens.
It's all right.
Packers, Niners, Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Bucks. Oh, Ryan, let's see yours.
Texans, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, Packers, 49ers, Buccaneers, Lions.
Tommy boy.
Green Bay at San Francisco, Houston at Baltimore, Tampa Bay at Detroit, Kansas City at Buffalo.
We are all correct.
You guys are all correct.
I could not come up with Ravens. Like, I was struggling with the Ravens.
I don't get a bonus for the...
I got a
bonus. You won.
Everybody, No. Ryan wins.
Seven.
Oh. Wow.
I shouldn't do it with Ryan.
Why?
Because I let you go for an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I mean, that's fine with me.
And because... Of Vanellope.
Then you take it down, and then I don't get last, right?
Because of Vanellope, I'm going to give Ryan and Tom a share of the win.
Oh, yeah. No.
The pen of bros. All right.
Because you're going to give him the minus. That way I didn't get last this time and lose your episode because he took the extra 30 seconds. Doesn't matter. It was destiny.
Woo. Josh, you are the loser.
Yeah. Again. Oh, now he's got to do his punishment board pick. And the punish board, he's got the phone screen change.
Do I get to pick it? Because it's my episode?
Well, it's because they're sharing the win, so they can't. They can't
No, the host picks it.
Oh, the host does.
So the host gets to pick your phone screen until
the next time. The next time I host?
Yeah.
The next time he hosts or next time we do this?
The next time he hosts. 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
8 weeks?
The next time we...
Where's your phone? Let's take a picture.
The next time we go. Oh, man.
Keep it swinging. Thanks for that.
And don't lose.
Ryan.